council to order this day, Tuesday, February 17, 2026. Roll call, please.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here.
Would you please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer and remain standing for the pledge? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Well, we've had a nice warm-up for this, so let's get going to round two. I'll seek approval of council minutes from the regular session of February 3rd, 2026. Any comments or correction, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
I have none. Administration, may I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
The minutes are approved as presented. Any pending old business, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
No, sir.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself, administration, anyone. Any correspondence this evening?
We have none.
Any visitors that wish to address council this evening? All right. We have one first reading of an ordinance this evening. So would you please assign the number and give the reading?
That is number 2026-17. Amending ordinance number 2025-75, making permanent appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures pursuant to Ohio Revised Code, section 5705.38 for the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year 2026 and declaring an emergency. Be it ordained by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, section 1, to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Clyde during the fiscal year 2026, the following sums be and they are hereby set aside and appropriated as follows. Total General Fund 101-7698-843. Total All Funds 62611065. Section 2, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the City of Clyde, Ohio, and it shall take effect and be enforced immediately upon its passage.
Okay, this ordinance contains an emergency clause. I'd entertain a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. This rule has been suspended. Comments on this, Mr. LeBen or Mr. Wiesner?
All right. The change in the general fund, the 101 account, was a problem with, once again, the addition in the spreadsheet. However, I did want to reiterate to you that when we met in October for budget hearings, the just under 7.7 was the amount that you reviewed for the general fund spending. If you go back and look at your original, it was a little bit higher, and then we cut out some numbers from different departments in their capital expenses. So it is not a change to the amount. It's just a correction to the total. So the amounts were reviewed at the 7.698.
Okay. And the total is the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I found it when I was entering it that something was off.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. Any comments, Mrs. Meek?
No, I'm just, you said the addition was wrong because the general fund went up, but then the total of all funds is going down significantly. Additions all the way around, or?
Let me look that up for you, Mrs. Meek. We looked at that proof. I apologize. Give me just a moment here.
Sorry.
No.
It's just confusing to me.
No, and I... All right. I apologize. Let me see what I had sent. Give me just a moment. We need music playing, I think. All right, here we go. We even clarified this. Because I do see what you're asking.
Yeah, we're going down almost 7 million.
It's 7.4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm wondering if, and I will get you the exact amount here in case I switched what it should have been versus what, and it doubled. So give me just a moment here. Have that original email that I had sent you. If you can tell me what date that was. Again, I apologize. I thought I had it right. I sent it to you and Jackie, and then we talked about it on 2/9. Yes. So I can double check on this. Can we table this? And I will continue looking here.
Council, we've already had the first reading of this, so we'll have to put a motion to table.
I would prefer, just for clarity's sake, to have a motion to table since it's not pending.
Okay.
I'll make a motion we table this ordinance.
Second.
To clarify, table until the next meeting, Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And that would be your second, Councilman?
Correct.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Shea, second by Mrs. Meek, that we table this ordinance 2026-17 until the next scheduled session.
And it'll stay the same number?
Since we read it, it'll stay the same number, yeah.
Okay,
because it's not pending right now. It's just tabled, so, yeah, it's out there.
Okay, thank you.
It could technically be tabled for eternity, but,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Okay. Ordinance 2026-17 is tabled until further notice. Move on to resolutions this evening. So would you please assign a number and read the first resolution.
Resolution number 2026-18, authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract with Pyrotechnico Incorporated for the July 4th, 2026 fireworks display. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager be and he is hereby authorized and directed to enter into a contract with Pyrotechnico Incorporated of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, for the purchase, delivery, and presentation of an aerial fireworks display at the City of Clyde Reservoir on Saturday, July 4th, 2026, for the amount of $60,000 as per the attached agreement. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be and the same is hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the general fund. There is an attached contract.
Okay, resolution 2026-18 has been read. Mr. LeBan, comment.
Obviously, the amount is much more significant than usual years and will go back down next year as well. It is America's 250, and we are celebrating this on July 4th here in the city of Clyde, so we've got a bigger show and some surprises to go in that mix as well. Maybe try and keep it under wraps, Mr. Shea, just a little bit, if you can help yourself out there on the internet world. So, but that is the reason for the large amount, one-time expense, and then we'll be back. Obviously, the numbers always go up. We're at a amount even for the regular July 4th show that usually require council approval over 25 grand, but that's why it's more than double this year is a significant improving show, which we did discuss at some points last year. So hopefully no surprises except for you, Cody. Sorry.
Additional comments. Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster? Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
Just a quick one. Contingency, should we not be able to hold these fireworks on that specific date?
I can answer that. So the contract says we have to agree to a new date. If we can't agree, they keep half our money and don't shoot fireworks, I think. So if the show is rescheduled after their truck leaves the facility, the customer shall remit to Pyrotechnico an additional $24,000 for additional expenses incurred. The determination to cancel the show because of inclement or unsafe weather conditions shall rest within the sole discretion of Pyrotechnico. In the event the customer does not choose to reschedule another date or cannot agree to a mutually convenient date, Pyrotechnico shall be entitled to $30,000. So it's really got to be a downpour to not do it, but they call that. If we cancel it and we can't due to weather, if we cancel it for some other reason, then we're out money if they've left the facility.
And if you remember, we've always set it off. Oh, there's a break in the rain, it's going boom. So we'll get our money's worth one way or the other.
Any other comments, anyone? All right, may I have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-18?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
All right, resolution 2026-18 has been approved. All right, moving on to the next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-19. Authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement for the purchase of an ABI Force Z23 zero-turn laser grading machine for the Parks and Recreation Department. Be resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Baker Vehicle of Macedonia, Ohio, for the purchase of an ABI Force Z23 zero-turn laser grading machine in the amount of $47,311.30 as per the attached quote. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be and the same as hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from Parks and Recreation Funds.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments?
Connor is regrettably not able to make it tonight. He, I think, serves one of the sports that he's in or coaches or whatever. So he did give me a nice comprehensive page if you would like to read the whole thing. I can email it to you, but I'll give you the highlights of this was talked about at budget. I believe it was one of the items that did make the cut. So here we are. If you remember kind of the picture of it, it's a real fancy-looking thing that's very specific for getting these fields back into a good condition. Connor mentions last three seasons there was 81 games rained out because of the amount of wet dry, all the stuff that has to go down, the field dragging. I mean, it's just forever, and this is going to mitigate quite a bit of that. If you remember, we were using like a giant excavator out there to try and get these fields. I mean, it's just not the right thing to do. They went back. Kevin and Connor went and demoed this last August. I mean, they're very happy. It's highly recommended for the price. And again, new park superintendent, everybody has a lot of plans on trying to get these fields back up. They're bringing in even new dirt, all kinds of things they're trying to do to really bring back a lot of fun and excitement up there, make sure they're getting all these games played, not getting as much rainouts. And again, I won't go through it. He mentions the tweels multiple times. So apparently this is an impressive sort of wheel that does something special. So yeah, and I can send this to you and I probably will instead of just reading the whole thing, but Connor's pretty thorough. You can always obviously get a hold of him too if you have any more questions or want to see it. He's looking forward to playing on the new machine here. They're all excited and ready to get it going. That's all.
Okay. Mrs. Meek.
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning.
Well, this was before my time, but I was there at the budget meeting, and I did listen to Connor and his pitch with this, and it also sounded like there would be a lot of time saving, too.
Yes.
With doing this. So not only the games being rained out, but also saving time to resurface those, you know, fields.
Yeah. And I should also mention, I mean, with all the changes and staffing and different things down there, there is a lot of levels of work being done. So there's actually a lot of planned cost saving this year, which we'll get into even in the next resolution as well. So, yes.
Mr. McMaster?
Yeah, I still remember this from the budget hearing and asking enough questions to do some calculations that most likely it will pay for itself in less than two seasons. So I think it's a good investment.
Mr. Shea?
I have nothing to add.
You know, amateurized out over 20 years, this is slightly over $2,000. Oh, you're going to save that in man hours. All right, and we're going to get these ball fields back in the pristine shape that they can be.
And
you're not going to do it with a rake.
And, yeah, and the way they do it now, if you watch it now, and we get every season, we get complaints from people on the stuff. I mean, it's just, it's so hard to get them back in shape. And I want to say they have sold $100,000 worth of equipment as well.
Yes.
It was just underutilized and things. So, I mean, they've been really good at gov dealing stuff and, you know, putting a nice return, making room for this to be inside and doing it the right way to be efficient.
Any comments from anyone else? We have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-19.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 2026-19 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-20, establishing a wage scale for seasonal and intern workers. Whereas this council, through Ordinance 2024-24, set forth a schedule of calculated pay rate adjustments for seasonal and intern workers based on the annually adjusted state minimum wage to ensure that wage growth keeps pace with increases in the cost of living based on changes on the Consumer Price Index or its successor index. And whereas the council wishes to eliminate the tiered system in the previously established schedule to reduce complexity and ensure competitiveness in hiring employees. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The hourly wage calculations for seasonal and intern workers attached hereto and marked Exhibit A are to be established within the City of Clyde, effective starting the first pay period following the adoption date of this resolution. Section 2, the calculated 2026 seasonal wages are attached hereto and marked Exhibit B for reference. Section 3, the city will reimburse lifeguards for certification and recertification costs upon submission of receipts and approval of the department superintendent. Section 4, all city ordinances, resolutions, or parts thereof that conflict herewith are hereby repealed.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments?
So if you remember, we did go back to or implemented like a calculated wage increase. The only reason it's back before you, there's actually no change in anything except we're eliminating year one and year two lower wage entry levels. Just, I think everybody we've hired back and we have letters out to now is essentially in that range. So it's actually hard to get people at year one. They're like, ooh, that's terrible, and they're not going to come work for us. So essentially it's not a change to the budget. Again, not higher numbers than what was already going to be out there for the year, just eliminating the year one and year two and figuring out which year they were actually on and how many times we've had them here. So just a little more streamlining of that same thing we passed 2 years ago or so.
Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning?
I have nothing.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And none for myself? Anyone else? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-20?
So moved.
I will second that. Moved by Mr. Shea, second by myself. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-20 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-21, reappointing Alan Binger to the Clyde Landscape Committee. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. Alan Binger of Clyde, Ohio, is hereby reappointed to the Clyde Landscape Committee to serve a second term. Said five-year term will commence on March 1st, 2026, and will expire on February 28th, 2031.
Reading of this resolution. Comments?
Nope. Just want to thank Alan for coming on back. I guess I had a landscape meeting today. It was all good, so that's all.
Okay. Mrs. Meek?
Nope. This is easy for me to vote on.
Mr. Browning?
No.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Shea?
Alan's the best. He was made for that committee.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Okay.
And if any and all of you know Alan, you know how dedicated he is, so we appreciate his willingness to do this for another term. Any other comments? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-21?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Resolution 2026-21 has been adopted. That concludes the legislation for this evening, so let's move on then to administrative report.
All right. You know, the weather's breaking, so you're getting lots of calls, and everybody's coming out of hibernation. We did have one call that he asked me to let you know. John Payne, a farmer that lives out on 510, we had a little discussion on the turnpike, and he told me to let you know that he disagrees with it. There you go. Woodland Lift Station Rehab Project. You can see the cones, stuff starting to get out there. Johnny, let me know. It looks like tomorrow the bypass pumping will start, so they can start to get into this project and get things fixed up down there. And if you read into the Environmental Service report, you can see they've been out in the freezing cold repairing pipes. Stuff's breaking all over town, everywhere. I mean, it's frozen meters. It's just that time of year and all that fun stuff. In case you didn't catch it in the Findlay news, OnSite Partners did purchase the One Energy, One Power company, better known as the company that was implementing the Whirlpool wind turbine or behind-the-meter project. The announcement came out yesterday, over the last prior weeks, and in the future here, we've got calls scheduled and all kinds of stuff, so, you know, see where everything goes again. So, company is sold. I believe Mr. Ken is staying on in some capacity through that company, as I was told. So, again, we'll see. But it is a whole new company. We have a relationship with OnSite already in terms of our generators and the solar field. We're partners on those projects. So, whole host of things to get into as we move forward. We've had a lot of calls with LEMCO property regarding all kinds of properties, utilities, what we can and can't do, things that have required all kinds of calls to AEP, consultants, back and forth a lot there. Nothing show-stopping, nothing crazy, just time consumption. And then also a call with Revere just to discuss. They've got new management, obviously some things going on over there. We discussed some of their power billing, how it works, the change in the IP billing that was passed through this council, just so they were familiar. They had never heard of peak shaving, at least this set of new managers, so they were interested in how to save money, and as we told them, this is a great way to start. So, good call. They are looking at maybe bringing on a little bit of additional load because of the new equipment, so we'll see how it pans out. At least we're getting better communication with some of them and better contacts. Hopefully it lasts longer than some of the other ones that turn over pretty quick. That's all I have tonight.
Finance, Mr. Wiesner.
All right. In front of you, you have the balances as of the end of January 2026 in comparison to January 2025. General fund down just a little bit. Water and sewer both are up, so they're in good shape. Electric was down a little bit, and that was the timing of one of the bills that we received, which is about a little over $1 million for payment. And income tax is up slightly. So overall, we're running pretty close to where we were last year. No major significant changes that are not accounted for. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wiesner. Before we move on to council remarks this evening, I'll look to see if there is any need for a work session on February 24th, 26th. Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
No need for me.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And none for myself.
You know, I always have a need, but I'm not ready.
Okay, so there will be no, we'll cancel the work session for February 24th, 26th. Okay. Comments this evening. Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
None for myself. So any motions this evening, then?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
No, sir.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And, of course, you know I always have one, so... I move that we enter into executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee, and to consider the purchase or sale of real estate. May I have a second?
Second.
By myself and second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
We will now enter into executive session, of which there will be no formal decisions made during that time, and this meeting is now adjourned.